Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:11, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Austin's going to jump in here in about 4 minutes and clear up the confusion about this weather situation. It is raining, like they say, cats and dogs this afternoon.
It's been a steady pour, yeah.
Yeah, so it's raining. So watch your braking distance, please. A little bit rough out there. Let's go ahead, Austin, if you don't mind. We'll dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Pensacola residents will get an opportunity to weigh in on the reopening of Bay Bluffs Park along Scenic Highway. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city will hold a listening session. The date for that is October 22nd. They'll hold it over at the Victory Resource Center. The session will help determine what gets built first and how soon Bay Bluffs can safely reopen. There's a couple of items that come in a timely manner. City has about $2 million available to begin planning and construction of that project.
Number two.
And the city of Pensacola wants to honor the late Reverend John Powell, a longtime community advocate, with an honorary street renaming. Mayor D.C. Reeves confirmed the block of Belmont Street between DeVilliers and Roos Streets would receive honorary signage in Powell's name. The city council expected to consider the proposal in October, with a dedication ceremony tentatively set for November 1st.
Number three.
Escambia commissioners passed a budget for fiscal year 2025-2026. That is more than $750 million. The board also passed a countywide millage rate of 6.6, a 3% pay raise for county employees, and doubled the annual fee for fire protection services.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a man who worked for the Escambia County School District is accused of drug trafficking. Kendrick Johnson was arrested yesterday. He worked as a coach for Escambia County Public Schools. The district says the allegations are reprehensible and the employee was fired immediately once it learned of the charges.
Hey, that ongoing flood mitigation project, it's over on 9th Avenue and Bayfront Parkway. Finally, almost, well, I'm not going to say finally, but it's nearly completed. The repaving work is in the final step in the 9-month project that began back in January. The project will improve drainage and landscaping in the Admiral Mason Park and Vets Memorial Park area. Today's not a good day for them to be working if they're working.
You are right on that much. And the 29-year-old Fort Walton Beach man is facing charges after allegedly using his cell phone to record children at a preschool on Tuesday. Staff reported that Matthew Teams had entered the facility to request enrollment paperwork, but was later seen filming children on the playground. When he was approached by deputies, he denied filming and attempted to evade capture by jumping into a passing truck and fleeing into the woods. He was apprehended at a nearby apartment complex. Deputies say they discovered bear spray in his pocket during a search. Teams is charged with possession of a weapon on school grounds and resisting an officer, and was held or was booked into Okaloosa County Jail without bond.
Yeah, bear spray in your pocket tips it off every time. You're walking around with bear spray.
That's odd, yeah.
Okay, listen, it's been several months since Pensacola's interim police chief Christian Brown stepped into that job. City now starting a nationwide search to determine who will take over once she retires. PPD spokesman Mike Wood.
And the mayor said when he appointed Chief Brown that there was going to be a search, there was going to be a nationwide search, and that's exactly what's going on. You know, the question kind of comes up sometimes, isn't there any talent within the police department? Why do you need a nationwide search? There certainly is the talent for that position in the police department, but the mayor didn't want his hands tied. He wanted to look at the whole big picture, and that's what's going on.
All right, Chief Brown is the department's first female police chief. Brown, by the way, had planned to retire early next year anyway, so this doesn't come to undermining her from her position. She's very talented, and so there you go. All right, 5:15. News Radio 92.3. Wet day. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit organization, and it develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Again, that is positivecoach.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, a lot of little spots giving us trouble right now. The worst one last hour, and still is the worst one right now, is I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing exit 22. That's to get onto Avalon Boulevard. If you're traveling eastbound, passing 22, we do have some backups there because of an accident. It's not too severe, but it does reach for a while. Also have some backups on the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And on I-10, traveling eastbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 72 tonight with about a 60% chance of showers. Heading into your Friday, it's going to only be around 40%. And come Friday night, bleeding into your weekend, it should be, for the most part, sunny and mostly clear.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Yeah, there you go, Austin. Keep that weekend looking good for us. A proposed constitutional amendment has been filed in Tallahassee seeking to impose 12-year term limits. This is on county commissioners and school board members. If lawmakers pass the proposal, it's going to need voter approval. That will happen in the November 2026 elections. The 2026 legislative session, by the way, starting January 13th, 2026.
All righty. And Rick Scott backing a bill that he says will ban the mutilation of children. Senator announced his support yesterday for the Chloe Cole Act. He says it'll officially prohibit the mutilation of children under the disguise of gender ideology. The bill also allows those who detransition, like Cole, to sue medical professionals who violated their trust and caused long-term harm. Scott says it's sickening any child would be subjected to dangerous, life-altering procedures that they're too young to understand or fully consent to.
Listen, FDOT reminded me this afternoon changes are coming to the Garson Point Bridge starting this weekend. Actually, on Sunday, the bridge toll will be moving to a cashless system. Tolls will be collected electronically starting on Sunday using SunPass transponders or toll-by-plate devices.
And Governor Ron DeSantis was at FIU today, where he said Florida's robust school choice programs are providing the best educational opportunities for every student. DeSantis called charter schools public schools without teachers' unions, as now teachers can opt out of joining a union, and also mentioned that Florida has been number one in the nation for higher education 10 years in a row.
You know, this is a dangerous thing taking place in South Florida. A man in Plantation, Florida, is accused of stealing a car with two children still inside that car. Well, Fox TV affiliate Channel 7 down in Miami. Jack Royer has the story from Plantation.
45-year-old Trevon Gaines charged with two counts of kidnapping. Police say it was raining that evening. A woman left her car running with her two children in the back and tried to run inside for just 2 minutes. All the time Gaines needed, police say, to take off with the car. Police say Gaines dropped the children off miles away where the 10-year-old holding her infant sister asked for help. After dumping the stolen car, police say Gaines started using the mother's debit card. Using his own name, cops say he took a cab to the Hollywood Smoke Shop, where police say he's seen on camera, charging $120 to the woman's card.
And Breeze Airways adding its first international route from Tampa International Airport. Starting February 11th, the airline will offer nonstop flights to Montego Bay, Jamaica, twice a week. The new service is pending government approval and will run on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Introductory fares will start at $99 each way.
Court officials here in Florida say the man now charged with an arson attack on a synagogue last week was turned in by his own family. Good for them. Here's Eben Brown from Miami.
Prosecutors in Charlotte County, Florida, say the man now charged with setting fire to the Chabad synagogue in Punta Gorda was given up to law enforcement by his aunt. Police say the aunt of suspect Blake Hoover was told by his mother he had grown increasingly angry and hateful towards Jews, and that his previous threats and statements led her to believe he could be the culprit. The fire burned a classroom in the synagogue last Friday in the hours before the start of the Sabbath, when synagogues often hold worship services. The attack also came days before the start of the holy days of Rosh Hashanah. Hoover is now facing both Florida state charges as well as a federal prosecution. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
519 News Radio 92.3. Jury selection underway now for a Guatemalan man in the U.S. illegally who was accused in 2024 of murdering two people in Dover, Florida. Mariah Harrison from Fox 13 down in Tampa has the report.
Angel Kuzchuk has been in custody for over a year now, waiting without bail. Kuzchuk was arrested in April of 2024 in the brutal killing of his girlfriend, Amalia Kopchuk-Depek, and her four-year-old daughter, Juana Estrella. The three of them lived together in Dover. The two victims were found beaten and stabbed to death near their home. Kuzchuk went on the run after the discovery, but reportedly confessed to his brother, who then turned him in to local authorities. Investigators found him in the woods about 2 miles away from the scene. Victims' family members say they want justice here, not at home in Guatemala.
All righty, 520 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA Chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
It's gonna take time.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I got my mind set on you.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. The labor market holding up a lot better than most had expected. Here's Jenny Casola.
The job market may be cooling, but it appears layoffs are still subdued. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits fell by 14,000 to 218,000 last week. It's the lowest level since mid-July. Economists were expecting an increase. And continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, remained in the range of 1.9 million, in the week ending September 13th. A separate report reveals stronger than expected economic growth in the spring. The second quarter gross domestic product has been revised higher to 3.8% growth. It's a sign the economy rebounded in the spring after a drop earlier in the year attributed to trade disputes. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Another nasty day on the markets. It really is. 524 News Radio 92.3. Yes, stocks ending down. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks falling for a third straight session, the first time that has occurred since the end of March as tech stocks retreat and as investors worry that stronger than expected employment and growth data will reduce the chances of further interest rate cuts from the Fed. The gross domestic product has been revised higher at 3.8% in the second quarter, a sign that the economy rebounded in the spring. Shares of Intel rose over 8% after jumping more than 6% on Wednesday. The chipmaker has reportedly approached Apple asking for an investment. The Dow winner IBM, Apple, and Chevron, the Dow decliners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 174 points, the Nasdaq lower by 113, S&P 500 down 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we got some backups on I-10 East still if you're traveling towards and passing right over Avalon Boulevard. That's exit 22. Also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon and at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. That's where Brent Lane meets Beverly Parkway. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Rainfall chances this evening. Obviously, it's kind of raining in some areas right now. It's good. Those chances are going to linger but lessen on Friday, and come the weekend, they should be gone.
Okay, two tropical systems in the Atlantic are posing a risk to land, and a third could be developing. It's going to be a mess next week. We're following it for you. All the information you need on the tropics right here on News Radio 92.3. Evan Brown's in and reports on the tropical systems from Miami.
Hurricane Gabrielle is on a direct path to the Azores, the island chain in the North Atlantic about 1,000 miles west of Portugal. A hurricane warning is posted there. The islands have not quite a quarter million residents. Tropical storm Humberto is destined to become a major hurricane by Sunday morning. It is currently east of the Bahamas, but it is traveling to the west and to the north in the direction of the U.S. Atlantic coast, though no watches or warnings are posted yet. Another low-pressure system sitting right over the Bahamas is now expected to grow into a tropical storm within 48 hours. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Sean Diddy Combs' legal team says commercial voyeurism should not be classified as prostitution. It comes as Combs' attorney urges a judge to set aside a jury's verdict, which found him guilty on prostitution charges. The 55-year-old hip-hop mogul faces up to 20 years in prison if the conviction stands.
Okay, Congress at odds as government shutdown deadline approaches pretty quickly here. Ryan Schmeltz in Washington with the latest.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries want an extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act as part of a government funding deal to avoid a shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on CNN says he's willing to talk about health care, but that shouldn't be a part of a funding package.
This is a program that's desperately in need of reform.
Thune expects to have the Senate vote early next week on a clean extension of government funding until the end of November. The funding deadline to avoid a shutdown is September 30th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right. And authorities say the accused gunman in the assassination of Charlie Kirk made contact with an officer hours after the shooting occurred. According to authorities, Tyler Robinson encountered a police officer near where investigators recovered the alleged murder weapon in the woods of Utah Valley University's campus. The officer was guarding the perimeter around 6:30 p.m. after authorities placed the campus on lockdown. Robinson faces charges including aggravated murder.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Texas officials have updates here today on the targeted attack on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas. This is the latest coming in this afternoon. Here's Christian Goodwin.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson revealing a search of Joshua Yon's home found notes revealing he wanted to maximize ICE fatalities when opening fire on the Dallas facility.
What he did is the very definition of terrorism.
Officials say the 29-year-old who killed a detainee and injured two other detainees before fatally shooting himself likely acted alone, taking part in a high degree of pre-attack planning.
He knew with a high likelihood ICE detainees would be transported that morning in the exact location where he was facing from his perch on a nearby rooftop.
Joe Rothrock, FBI agent in charge of the Dallas field office, noting Yon legally obtained the 8mm bolt-action rifle used. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, if you're going through the motions of buying or selling a home, you're going to need the mortgage numbers. Here they are coming in this afternoon. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.37%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.89%. Boy, we had a lot of sports to talk about. High school, and we'll talk about the NFL tonight. All coming up in less than 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump signing an executive order to finalize the deal to keep TikTok online in America and avoid a ban. The president tells reporters in the Oval Office one American cloud-based tech company will have majority ownership in the new company.
Oracle, I guess, is going to be play a very big role in terms of security, safety, and everything else.
The U.S. government will also be able to appoint a board member. Oracle will have control over the app's algorithm. One detainee's dead, others injured after a man opened fire at an ICE detention facility in Dallas yesterday morning. Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says during a search of the suspect's home, a collection of notes written about the incident were found.
He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility.
The 29-year-old alleged shooter was found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. James Franklin is allergic to winning a big game, and quarterback Drew Aller threw away a spot in the national championship game last year when he went up against Notre Dame. And this Saturday night, Penn State is home in a whiteout as the number 3 team in the country welcomes in the number 6 Oregon Ducks. Franklin Aller can show people with the win on Saturday that this year can be different, but if they fail to secure a W, then there is no reason to believe that this duo will ever get the job done when it matters the most. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
the News Radio Pensacola app, and get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Pensacola residents getting an opportunity to weigh in on the reopening of Bay Bluffs Park along Scenic Highway. Mayor D.C. Reeves confirmed the city will hold a listening session on October 22nd at the Vickery Resource Center. The session will help determine what gets built first and how soon Bay Bluffs can safely reopen. The city has about $2 million available to begin planning and construction of the project.
Number two.
Okay, the city of Pensacola wants to honor the late Reverend John Powell, a longtime community advocate, with an honorary street renaming. Mayor Reeves confirmed the block of Belmont Street between DeVillers and Roos Streets would receive honorary signage in Powell's name. City Council expected to consider the proposal in October, with a dedication ceremony tentatively set to go November 1st.
Number three.
Escambia commissioners passed a budget for fiscal year 25-26 that is more than $750 million. The board also passed a countywide millage rate of 6.6, a 3% pay raise for county employees, and doubled the annual fee for fire protection services.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Because Pensacola State College trustee Zach Smith is raising his concerns about leadership over at PSC. I had a recent PSC Board of Trustees meeting. Smith told the board he was concerned that Dr. Ed Meadows hasn't provided enough oversight into making sure the college is not spending money on anything DEI-related.
All right, and a ribbon cutting scheduled for this Friday to celebrate the Lower Perdido Islands Restoration Project, which has restored and created 30 acres of coastal habitats on and around Robinson and Walker Islands near Orange Beach. The city says that the initiative has enhanced vital ecosystems, including dunes, marshes, and subtidal bottoms, which are crucial for supporting local fish and wildlife.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow!
Cal Raleigh had himself a night.
Only Judge, Maris, and Babe Ruth have ever hit more in American League history!
On Root Sports Northwest, Cal Raleigh not only hit his 59th home run Wednesday.
Fly ball!
Cal Raleigh's two home runs on Root Sports Northwest helped the Mariners beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle clinched the American League West title with its 16th win in 17 games. The Mariners had won 10 in a row, then they lost one. Now they've won six straight, while the Astros have lost five in a row. Houston was beaten Wednesday 6-0 by the Athletics. The Astros one game behind the Tigers for the last American League wildcard spot with four games to play. Big night for baseball's top home run hitters. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit a pair of homers in the Yankees' 8-1 win over the White Sox. Judge has 51. He joined Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa as the only players with 50 or more home runs four times in their careers. Yanks starting pitcher Max Fried improved to 19-5, first 19-game winner in the majors this year. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs Wednesday, now up to 56, three more than Shohei Ohtani for the National League lead. The Phillies hit a team-record 8 home runs, and they clinched the first-round playoff bye with an 11-1 win over the Marlins. The Cleveland Guardians, with a 5-1 win over the Tigers, have taken over first place in the AL Central by one game over Detroit. Cleveland has won 17 of 19. Soccer, Leo Messi scored twice for Inter Miami in a 4-0 win at NYCFC. With the victory, Inter Miami clinched a spot in the MLS playoffs. NFL Week 4 kicks off tonight. The 2-1 Cardinals host the 2-1 Seahawks. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty. Also going on the sports scene for you, we got various types of football action for you tonight. There's just one game on the college football slate to kick off week five. East Carolina hosting Army in an American Conference clash. Army coming off a loss to North Texas, who's one of the top group of five teams right now, and Army is 1-2 on the season as a result. East Carolina, meanwhile, 2-2 on the year after losing to BYU last week. Kickoff set for 6:30 p.m.
Okay, let me talk some high school football with you real quickly here. Got a game tonight to tell you about. Pensacola High School playing over in Panama City over Tommy Oliver Stadium, taking on Bay. It's a district game, going to be a real good one. So that's the high school game tonight. Tomorrow night, pretty good schedule of events taking place. Milton at PC Mosley, that's Panama City Mosley. They'll play that one, a district game as well, over in Tommy Oliver Stadium. Also, Pensacola Catholic at Freeport, Crestview at Pace, Tate and Navarre, the ESPN Pensacola game of the week. Woo. Be sure and catch that. Booker T. Washington at Escambia, Niceville Gulf Breeze, Flomington at Jay, Rocky Bayou Christian at Central. The bye week, here they are. Pine Forest, West Florida, and Northview.
All righty. And speaking of just other types of football that you can catch on ESPN Pensacola tonight, since we've already touched on college and high school, why not complete the trifecta here? Week four of the NFL season beginning tonight with Thursday night football. The Arizona Cardinals hosting the Seattle Seahawks in an NFC West battle. Both teams 2-1, and both of their losses have come to the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff set for 7:15, and that is also on ESPN 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the CDC has released some good, and then there is some bad news regarding sexually transmitted diseases. John Saucier has more for you.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's provisional data for 2024 shows that, yes, STDs are down in American adults. Newborn babies aren't so lucky. Syphilis cases for newborns were up yet again in 2024. Back in 2012, there were about 300 cases in newborns. Last year, it was almost 4,000. The babies can get syphilis when it's passed from their mother during childbirth, and it's dangerous. The disease can cause death or other lifelong health problems like deafness or blindness. Another recent CDC study says only 80% of pregnant women are screened for syphilis. John Saucier, Fox News.
And Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's very concerned about recent claims linking Tylenol to autism. President Trump and Secretary of Health and Human Services RFK Jr. have claimed that the common over-the-counter pain medication is linked to very increased risk of autism with women that take it while pregnant. During an interview, Thune acknowledged the administration's assertion, but also raised caution. According to him, he thinks there are an awful lot of people in the medical community who come to a different conclusion about the use of Tylenol.
542, 18 away from 6 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. House Democrat plans to file articles of impeachment against RFK Jr. Ryan Schmeltz has details from Washington.
Congresswoman Haley Stevens says Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, efforts to jeopardize public health, increase the cost of health care, and cut critical medical research are grounds for impeachment. The Michigan Democrat and Senate candidate says she plans to draft articles of impeachment against Secretary Kennedy, saying he's making our country less safe. Kennedy stands little chance of being impeached with Republicans controlling Congress. The Trump administration says it's trying to shake up the medical world to make America healthy again. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And measles cases are at a new high since the disease was declared eradicated 25 years ago. More than 1,500 cases were reported by the CDC as of Wednesday, with outbreaks spreading in Utah and Arizona. Utah health officials say they expect more cases as people with measles travel to the state. The illness has been growing as vaccination rates decline.
Okay, another recall for shrimp that may have been contaminated with radioactive material. Serious story here. Lisa Brady has more on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. Food manufacturer Aquastar Corp. announcing a recall of more than 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp sold at Kroger locations and various other stores over concerns of being radioactively contaminated with cesium-137, a byproduct of nuclear reactions. The latest recall includes about 85,000 bags of Kroger's raw colossal easy peel shrimp, Mercado cooked medium peeled tail-off shrimp, and Aquastar peeled tail-on shrimp skewers. The products were sold from June 12th to September 17th. You can get more information on the recall at FDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And speaking of recalls, Sprout Foods expanding its recall of baby food pouches due to lead concerns. It's recalling additional lots of Sprout Organic sweet potato, apple, and spinach pouches. The baby food comes in 3.5-ounce pouches. Sprout initiated the recall after it found elevated levels of lead during routine testing. The product was sold online or at Walgreens in 28 states, including New York, New Jersey, Arizona, Texas, and Florida.
That was exciting.
Yeah, I had to tie it into us somehow.
There you go. 5:45, 15 away from 6. News Radio 92.3. Well, Austin's in. You've been listening to him talk about the rainy conditions. It stopped raining, luckily.
Hey.
Okay, for a look at the traffic and the weather together, here's Austin.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Our worst-looking spots got to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also, some backups still on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Those are your worst-looking spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And we still got a wave of congestion on I-10 traveling eastbound. That's passing over Avalon Boulevard. That's heading towards Exit 22, just so you know. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, yeah, we've been dealing with rain, but it has seemingly dissipated for now. 83 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Rainfall chance is going to linger and bleed into your Friday, but come Friday night and heading into your weekend, they should be gone.
Okay, let's talk about rain. Rainy weather continues for the eastern seaboard as storms brew in the Atlantic. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue for much of today into Friday morning for much of the eastern seaboard as a cold front moves offshore. There's also a chance of storms with the risk of flash flooding for parts of the southwest as we head into the weekend. High temperatures, gusty winds, and dry conditions are contributing to the high fire danger for the interior northwest, and the Atlantic Basin is active with Hurricane Gabrielle and Tropical Storm Umberto, but no direct impacts to the U.S. as of yet. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump signed an executive order today to keep TikTok operating here in the U.S. Edward Lawrence has the details.
What happens next is that the new American joint venture will finalize the agreement with the Chinese ByteDance, the Chinese parent company, over the next 120 days. Now, once that is final, Oracle will then be able to wall off data from American users from the Chinese government. Now, Oracle will have the app source code, so any updates will come from the American company for American users. In the deal, the Chinese parent company will have less than 20% of the American joint venture. So TikTok lives, but the overall relationship with China remains tenuous. China cut off access to rare earth minerals earlier this year in order to get more relaxed export controls of artificial intelligence chips as well as jet engines.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Transocean plunged today after the offshore driller announced the sale of a large number of shares at a discount. Transocean is planning to sell 125 million shares at a price of $3.05, which is significantly lower than yesterday's closing price of $3.64. The plan also includes 25 million shares more than originally planned. U.S. startup airline Breeze Airways is planning to fly internationally for the first time next year as the carrier enters its fifth year of commercial flying. The airline's seasonal service starts January 10th with a Saturday-only route between Norfolk, Virginia and Cancun, Mexico. On Wall Street, stocks were lower during today's trading session, with the Dow falling close to 175 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both lost half a percentage point. Crude oil futures for November currently sit above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, hundreds of layoffs and other cuts planned over at Starbucks. Jenny Casola has a story.
Some North American Starbucks locations will be closing, and 900 corporate jobs are being cut. CEO Brian Nichols says it wasn't able to update the coffee houses it's closing, or it couldn't see the locations being financially viable, though Nichols says the company has already opened numerous coffee houses over the past year, and it is renovating about 1,000 existing locations. Updated stores are seeing customers visiting more often and staying longer. As for the corporate positions being cut, Nichols says it's not all layoffs. It's eliminating many open positions. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
And Amazon agreeing to settle with the FTC for a measly $2.5 billion. The FTC alleged Amazon misled customers into signing up for Prime subscriptions and made it difficult to cancel. The e-commerce giant expected to pay a $1 billion fine and provide $1.5 billion in refunds. Amazon now required to offer a clear and conspicuous option for customers to decline Prime, and the company must create a new method for canceling that cannot be difficult, costly, or time-consuming.
Okay, Spotify makes changes to safeguard artists. If you don't mind doing 4702 for me, I'd appreciate that. Yeah. Michelle Polino is in with the story.
Spotify is cracking down on AI abuse in music. The company says it's removed more than 75 million spam tracks over the past year, and now it's rolling out new rules. First, a stricter policy on voice clones. AI-generated vocals are only allowed if the artist gives permission. Second, a new spam filter launching this fall to flag duplicates, short tracks, and other AI-generated slop that can drain royalties from real musicians. And third, a new disclosure standard so listeners can see if and how AI was used in a song. Spotify says the goal is to protect artists, keep fraud out of the system, and give fans more transparency as AI changes how music is made. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Hershey is the winner of a lawsuit claiming its Reese's Halloween candies aren't spooky enough. Yes, this was a real thing. The class action lawsuit accused the company of false advertising because its jack-o'-lantern Reese's cups don't have a face, but the packaging for the product depicts a grinning pumpkin. And to be fair, Chris, as a patron, as a consumer, I have noticed that. The consumers claimed they were disappointed when they unwrapped a treat, but a U.S. district judge ruled the lawsuit failed to prove that there was any, quote, economic injury.
Okay, if you own a Ford truck, need to listen to me here. More than 115,000 of those Ford trucks have been recalled over a defect that can cause a loss of steering control. Want to know about more of this? Jeff Manasso has a story.
The recall affects 2021 through 22 Ford F-250, 350, and 450 pickups, in which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the steering column upper shaft hard slider doesn't meet pull-apart specifications and may allow it to separate from the steering column, leading to a loss of steering control and without warning to alert drivers. Ford says it's not aware of any accidents or injuries due to the defect. Recall notices are set to be going out as early as next week for a free fix. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 552 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather. Looking clear, kind of muggy outside, though. And we'll also let you know once again about those roads. Should be dying down in a lot of areas. But we'll also get you some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, just like we always do at the end of every hour of Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.55, heads up, Pensacola. Little Led Zeppelin here this afternoon. Mr. Price, looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Still got that congestion if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, approaching exit 22 and passing Avalon Boulevard. We do have some backups there because of an accident that was reported earlier this afternoon. The only other notable spots are maybe a little bit of backups on Mobile Highway at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, 83 degrees. We've seen the rain kind of come and go. It's kind of in and out a little bit. Kind of muggy out there as a result, but these rainfall chances aren't going to last long. They're going to bleed into your Friday, but come Friday night, they should be gone. As for your Saturday and Sunday forecast, we got highs sitting at around 88, 89-ish. Both days shaping up to be sunny, mostly clear.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Stagecoach Festival. It's announced its 2026 lineup. Not the 2025 lineup, but the 2026 lineup. Michelle Plino has that.
I'll be somewhere.
Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, and Post Malone will headline Stagecoach when the Country Festival returns to Indio, California, April 24th through the 26th. The event will also feature Bailey Zimmerman, Riley Green, Brooks and Dunn, Ella Langley, Red Clay Strays, Nate Smith, Sam Barber, Gavin Adcock, Wyatt Flores, Hudson Westbrook, and more. Fan favorites Diplo's Honky Tonk and Guy Fieri's Stagecoach Smokehouse will return, along with a new feature, Nashville's Whiskey Jam, curating special sets and after-hour shows on the Palomino stage. Passes go on sale October 2nd. Amazon Music returns as the live stream partner. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And iHeartRadio will unveil this year's Jingle Ball lineup on Friday. The holiday concert series has taken place annually since 2000 and has featured some of the biggest names in music. Last year featured acts such as Benson Boone, Tate McRae, Katy Perry, and 21 Pilots. Jingle Ball concerts have been held across the country with cities like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Miami hosting concerts last year.
Well, some Christian leaders are reporting an uptick in church attendance. They believe is because of the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kevin Cork's in with more.
It's been called the Charlie Kirk effect, and the evidence lies not only in the pews, but also on social media. One user writing, "Our church was packed today. Hundreds came to Christ through baptism after the service. The Charlie effect? Praise God." Another said, "He came back to church for the first time in 9 years." Vice President J.D. Vance even noted that his faith has become stronger because of Charlie. Matt Zeruzin, the CEO of the Newman Ministries, that's a Catholic nonprofit working on about 250 college campuses, also reported a big increase in mass attendance.
And William Shatner's agent denying reports that the 94-year-old actor is in the hospital. TMZ reported Wednesday that the legend had a medical emergency and was rushed to a hospital, claiming he called paramedics after experiencing issues with blood sugar. But now his agency has released a statement saying the reports are false. He's at home and doing just fine.
Okay, the old Farmer's Almanac winter forecast has been released. Teresa Crowley looks at it and has more.
The Almanac's headline reads, "Mostly mild with pockets of wild. Temperatures near normal to slightly mild across much of the country. Overall drier than normal. Mapping 18 regions, mild and dry down the west coast into Arizona. Mild and dry from the plains to Texas, Chicago, and the upper Midwest. But cold and dry from Kentucky through Pennsylvania, with a snowy patch from Ohio to North Carolina. Cold and wet for Florida. Mild and wet for the Mountain West. Mild and snowy for New Mexico and northern Arizona. And mild and dry for the Mid-Atlantic through New England." The Old Farmer's Almanac claims 80% accuracy with an old-time formula of solar activity, moon cycles, and position of the planets. But your accuracy may vary. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
New poll suggesting streaming movies at home instead of theater has been accelerated during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. CJ Papa has the results.
The couch potato crowd enjoyed the creature comforts of home. About three-quarters of U.S. adults surveyed say they caught a flick on a streaming service bypassing the big screen of a theater at least once in the past year. And in that same group, it includes about 3 in 10 who took in new movies on streaming at least once a month. The big factor, the cost, says one woman from North Carolina who says she likes to go to the movie theater but finds the ticket prices too expensive. The poll of 1,182 people was conducted last August. About two-thirds of those questioned said they've watched a recently released movie in the theater in the past year, and only 16% said they went at least once a month. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, we'll take a dive into looking at the weather forecast. You give you a traffic update. That'll be coming up in a few minutes. On News Radio 92.3, hope you're having a great afternoon.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.